The Johnson Family.
Transcribed.
Radio's greatest one-man show with Jimmy Scribner.
And here's Deacon Trumpet.
Thank you, Mr. Jimmy. How did you all hear, brothers and sisters? This is your deacon with more of what goes on from this tiny little southern village of Chickasola. Oh, and what goings on there is. For instance, Brother Johnson believes that he's facing a term in the penitentiary, according to his legal advisor, Anson P. Philpott. In a few moments, we'll join the brother to Johnson home, but first, let's listen to this.
Veterans, here's a straight tip about turn-in value. It's for you fellows who plan to take training under the GI Bill. If you got your certificate of eligibility before September 1948, turn it in for a new one at your nearest VA office. It's to your advantage.
Now, let's join Brother Johnson at the Johnson home. Brother Johnson is trying to tell Sister Johnson of his misfortune if Sister Johnson will stop singing.
Wagon wheel, baby, roll along, sing, baby. That's all. What is it, Randolph? You got me singing?
Well, you can call it that if you, baby. I want to talk to you.
We'll not finish singing the song. Be quiet. Keep on turning white.
Baby, don't do that to me, honey. That is an awful way to do when I want to tell you what I got on my mind.
What is the matter with you, Randolph?
I tell you what the trouble is, baby. Sit down, honey. This is a terrible thing done happened to me.
You ain't got no trouble.
But, baby, this is worse than trouble. Now, listen, honey. Call Lucy in here. I want Lucy to hear this, too.
Oh, my goodness. Come in here, Lucy.
Yes, ma'am,
Mama.
Hi, Papa.
Sit down, Lucy. Now, listen. I will take a little trip.
So where are you going, Randolph?
Well, baby, I'm going to be gone some little time, it looks like, from here. Looks like I'm going to be gone longer than I'd have ever been gone.
So where is you going, Randolph? Australia, somewhere like that?
Baby, where I was going, I won't be back for 20 years, maybe.
How are you going to penitentiary?
Well, baby, let me finish telling you what it is, baby. Now, look, get the way the whole thing happened. I ain't done nothing wrong or nothing like that. What I done is this, baby. Such a big business tycoon, or whatever the thing is, that I overstepped my bounds is what I done. I done got a man to put up $50,000. I done built a television station with the help of the lawyer Philpott, and then we find out that there ain't no television sets in town. And now the man gonna put me in jail because when I sent for the money, he thought I was somebody else. There's a lot of Johnsons in the world, and he thought I was his man Johnson, and I wasn't his man, baby. And now he on an airplane on his way from New York, and he done hired the lawyer Philpott to persecute me to the fullest extent of the law. So there he is. When the lawyer gets through persecuting me, I go into the penitentiary, baby. They're going to put me so far in the penitentiary, they're going to have a hang of cowbell on me, honey.
Oh, Randolph, no!
Baby, that's what they're going to do.
Papa, they send you to the penitentiary or something like that. You get yourself a good lawyer, maybe, and get out or something, huh? Or maybe even be a gangster. They don't have no gangsters in jail. What should be a gangster?
No, Luther. I got it coming. I heard I took the man's money. I just didn't realize how much money that much money was, baby. And when the man comes, it's going to be all over with me. But I won't say goodbye to you, baby.
So, Randolph!
Don't start crying now, Mama. Don't do that, yeah? It's going to be bad enough for me to have to leave you all anyway. Because you know there ain't nothing in this world I love no better than you and Lucy. You know that.
Excuse me, Randolph.
Wait a minute, somebody at the door, baby.
I'll get it, Papa. Lummy.
Hell there, Miss
Peewee.
It's a great day in the morning,
Jeff.
How is you?
Come on in, Miss
Peewee. Say hi, Miss
Jaffa.
Come right on in, honey. Glad to see you.
Yeah. Hi, little thing, Miss Jaffa.
Miss Peewee, I'm glad you're here, son. This is one of them misfortunate days where the catastrophe done hit me right in the middle on. Before I go, though, I want to talk with you, son.
Well, if you want to talk to who is the catastrophe and all that?
Miss Peewee, you love Lucy, don't you? Don't blush at a time like this, Miss Peewee. Don't you love her?
I'm crazy, brother, Miss John. I love Miss Lucy better than anything in the whole wide world. Don't I, Miss Lucy?
Yeah, sir.
Miss Peewee, I'm going on a long trip. It makes me feel a whole lot better if I know that you were going. Look out for Lucy while I'm gone. Hold her by the hand, son.
Well, give me a hand, Miss Lucy.
Yeah.
Son, I want you to take Lucy down to the preacher and get married, so I know everything all right before I leave.
But what about me, Randolph?
Baby, you just had to wait for me.
20 years, Randolph?
That ain't so long, baby. After all, we done been married 23 years, you know. That won't so bad neither. Wait for me, baby. I'll be back to you. I got to face the thing. That's all there's to it. The lawyer Philpott told me he's going to prosecute me to the fullest. I guess that's the sheriff.
Kiss me goodbye.
Wait a minute, baby. Let's see who it is.
Papa, you can't go and leave us.
Just a minute, Luke.
Johnson, old pal. How is my old pal? How are you, Johnson?
Wait a minute, lawyer. Last time you told me not to speak to you and all that stuff. You say that I was a crook and that I go into the penitentiary and that you gonna put me there. No,
Johnson, old pal. Things spoke in heated arguments shouldn't be considered among friends, old pal. Harsh words, bruise. I didn't mean to say those things to you.
You didn't?
No, Johnson. Johnson, sometimes I underestimate you.
Maybe you does. You gonna put me in the penitentiary like you say?
Johnson, I'm not gonna put you in the penitentiary. The gentleman from New York was just at my office. I told him what we had done with the money. That is, yes, what we had done with the money, Johnson. And he's very happy about it.
Happy?
Johnson, television equipment is very, very hard to get, old pal.
It is?
Yes. This gentleman has been wanting to start a station in another city for some time. And he saw all that beautiful equipment, the camera, the transmitter. And he told me to congratulate you, to thank you so much for such a wise investment of his money. You know what he told me, Johnson?
No.
He said if he would have had to spend that money for that equipment and have his agents buy it for him, it would have cost him twice the amount, probably $100,000.
No kidding.
Yes. He's also discovered that some of his buyers and agents were hiding a dollar here and there, Johnson, padding it, as it were. Yes. Johnson, he asked me to give you this check for $1,000.
For what?
For investing the money so wisely for him. He's having the entire television equipment and station and everything moved to another city, where they do have television receivers.
You mean that this is the one with three O's behind it, ain't it?
Yes, Johnson. $1,000.
There ain't no strings to this.
No, Johnson, old pal, no. You're not a big television tycoon, Johnson. But I will say that you're going to be a big financial tycoon.
Yeah, I guess I is. Now, baby, I ain't going to the penitentiary after all.
Oh, Randolph, kiss me.
Oh, wait a minute, baby. Now, look, I tell you what I'm going to do. You and Lucy and always wanted a fur coat, ain't you?
Oh, Randolph, I'd give anything in this world for a fur coat. I don't care whether it's rabbit or what it is, just so it's fur. Anything in this world, Randolph.
Yeah, baby. There's a check for $1,000. You and Lucy go down and get yourself a pony-dyed skunk or something. Yeah.
Oh, Papa.
Well, Lucy is glad to do it, honey.
Oh, one thing more, Johnson. This gentleman from New York. He'd like to have you come and work for him.
No.
Yeah.
You mean to say that he... man with big money like that want me to work? No.
Johnson, I tell you, he looks at you as though you're a terrific thing, a great buyer.
You really think I was a business baboon?
Oh, he thinks you're one of the greatest in the country, Johnson.
How much are you going to pay me?
$100 a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, take it easy, baby. $100 a week?
That's what he said, Johnson.
All my life, I wanted a job like that. I don't have to dig no ditches.
Oh, no. All you have to do is spend money and buy. That's all you have to do, Johnson. Buy things for it.
Here you show.
Johnson, it's the chance of a lifetime. Think of it. From now on in for you, old pal, it's going to be easy sledding. And for me?
Yeah, I thought you'd get something out of this. How did you fit into this thing?
He's going to place me as a junior partner in one of the law firms that handles his business.
No kidding.
Yeah. No more taking cases for beef stews, Johnson. From now on, I get a weekly salary.
That's nice. How much are you going to pay you a week?
Well, let's not talk about that, Johnson.
Well, if you're going in as a junior partner in one of the law firms, I ought to pay you something there pretty nice.
Well, I'm going to have to start from the bottom as a sort of an office boy. He's going to give me $25 a week. But that's all right, Johnson. That's a whole lot more than I've been able to make in Chickasola.
You're still going to be a junior partner doing the law firm?
Yes, but this law firm has a lot of children, and there's an awful lot of juniors ahead of me, old pal. But I'll work myself up, Johnson. My honesty and integrity will get me a long ways, old pal. I'm very happy for you and for all of us.
Yes, so is I. At last, me and the Johnson family is on easy street. And even my friends.
Of course, Johnson. Oh, I'm so happy.
We's all happy now, lawyer.
Can you identify this mutual daytime personality? His initials are J.B. He's the crown prince of the kingdom of laughs, and his wish is to make every woman's fondest dreams come true. Well, since that's impossible, he chooses one lady every weekday who's given the chance to live like a queen for 24 hours. When you hear J.B. present his happy and lucky queen for a day, you'll have a happy time sharing in the warmth of another's good luck. Just for the fun of it, have a guess at the identity of J.B., the mutual personality, and then see if you're right by tuning the Queen for a Day, heard over most of these stations every weekday. The Johnson Family is acted and transcribed by one man, Jimmy Scribner. And now, until next time, here is Jimmy speaking in his natural voice and saying to you all,
thanks for listening, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jimmy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.